Welcome to the show, guys. I just have a couple minutes here, and I'm going to talk about the new Google Chromecast device that I've now had for a day, and I've had a chance to fool around with, and I want to give you my initial thoughts and a little review. So the main thing I can tell you about, it's going to probably take you longer to listen to this review than it will be to do the actual setup on a Chromecast if you decide to buy one. Right out of the box, from the time it takes you to open up the box to actually having a thing running is less than 3 minutes. I kid you not. The device itself is the size of a car alarm remote. You plug it right into an empty HDMI port on your television. It'll fit nicely. It should not get in the way of any other devices you have plugged in. And then you're going to need to run a power cord. It does need to draw power constantly. So if you have an empty USB port on your TV, it'll fit there, or you can plug it into the wall with the supplied AC jack. And once you do that, the network will detect it right away. You just type in your Wi-Fi password and you are good to go. There's a little setup from Google that takes about a minute, but if you have a solid Wi-Fi connection, it should not take you much longer than that. Once it's up and running, you can pretty seamlessly via the Chrome browser on your phone, your laptop, or your tablet, you could pretty seamlessly start sending video to your television. There is onboard support for Google Play, for YouTube, and for Netflix. Those three seem to work the best so far, but I was able to stream video from places like MLB.com to my television, Hulu Plus. The video quality wasn't as great on there. It was on MLB, but on Hulu. Hulu seemed to be having trouble sending the signal in high definition to the Chromecast with no lag. There was a little bit of a lag, but Netflix and YouTube worked flawlessly. So if you don't have a device where you can send those to your television, like a Roku box or an Xbox, or, you know, if your TV is not a smart TV, this is a good little option for you. It's $35. It works great. It's very, very simple. It's literally the click of a button, and you'll be streaming movies and web content instantaneously to your television. So, you know, it's just something you want to get and play around with. It's kind of hard to not to beat that $35 price point. I think Google did a really great job. I think a lot of people who are stuck watching Netflix on their laptops and stuff or their tablets, this is a really great option for you. So for $35, you can't beat it. It's really, really simple to use and easy to set up. So I highly recommend it. I don't have any numbering system, but I would give it, if I were going to give it stars, I would say it's a 5 out of 5. It works great right out of the box. You don't have to tweak anything. Everything works great. The Google app for my phone worked fantastically well, and the button on the browser worked well on my laptop. So the only device I didn't try it on was my wife has a Google Nexus tablet, but if it worked from the phone, from my Nexus phone, I'm pretty sure it's going to work from the tablet just as well. So go out. If you're curious about it, pick one up. It's great. Any video you can put across your Chrome browser, aside, I guess, from Apple. I guess Apple's not going to support it. Big surprise there. But any video you can put across that Chrome browser, you can send to your television. So it works fantastically well. That's the end of this review, guys. We'll be back with a regular Geek Talk in the coming days. So until then, I say this transmission ends now.